On a chilly autumn morning in 1913, a tiny girl stands alone on Maryborough Wharf in Australia, clutching only a small white suitcase containing a book of fairy tales. The portmaster Hugh O'Connor and his wife Lil take her in, naming her Nell and raising her as their own. For 21 years, Nell thrives in their loving home until her birthday when Hugh reveals the devastating truth. She isn't their biological daughter, but a lost child they discovered. This revelation shatters Nell's world completely. Imagine having every certainty in your life suddenly questioned. Your name, your birthday, your very identity, all transformed into question marks overnight. The white suitcase becomes not just luggage, but a symbol of displacement, a life literally packed up and set adrift. Nell's response establishes a pattern that will echo through generations. She builds walls around her heart, creating careful distance from those who love her, afraid of experiencing another profound loss. This abandoned child becomes the narrative anchor connecting multiple timelines, families, and characters across a century of intertwined history. The mystery of her origins sets in motion a quest that will ultimately reveal how deeply the past shapes our present, and how secrets buried in one generation inevitably surface in another. In 2005, Cassandra inherits an unexpected gift after her grandmother Nell's death, a cottage in Cornwall, England, that Nell secretly purchased decades earlier, with a cryptic note, "For Cassandra, who will understand why." This inheritance arrives when Cassandra needs direction most, having merely existed since losing her husband and young son in an accident. The cottage represents both mystery and purpose for Cassandra. Like the property, neglected yet structurally sound, she has been waiting to be rediscovered. When Cassandra's mother abandoned her at age 10, Nell became her anchor, telling her, "You're a survivor." Through this inheritance, Nell reaches from beyond to help Cassandra survive again. Cornwall emerges almost as a character, its rugged coastline with dramatic cliffs and hidden coves providing the perfect backdrop for unearthing secrets spanning three generations that will illuminate both Nell's origins and Cassandra's future. At the mystery's heart lies Eliza Makepeace, a fairy tale writer known as the Authoress, who lived at Blackhurst Manor in the early 1900s. Born to an aristocrat's daughter and a sailor in London's slums, Eliza endured poverty until, after her twin brother's death and mother's tuberculosis, the 11-year-old was sent to her mother's estranged family. Eliza possesses an untamable spirit, fiercely independent, creative, and resilient. After her twin's death, she cuts her hair and wears his clothes, carrying his spirit with her. Her fairy tales aren't mere children's stories, but powerful allegories about power, sacrifice, and love. The walled garden at Cliff Cottage becomes Eliza's sanctuary away from Blackhurst Manor. Her relationship with sickly cousin Rose begins with a deep bond, with Eliza bringing Rose glimpses of the outside world through stories, though their friendship grows complicated by class differences and Rose's desire for a child. Eliza's tales serve as a Greek chorus, foreshadowing events and providing encoded messages about the characters' lives. Throughout this tale, gardens function as powerful symbols and sacred spaces. The walled garden at Cliff Cottage isn't merely a setting, but a character itself, holding secrets, nurturing creativity, and serving as both grave and birthplace of truth. When Cassandra discovers the hidden garden, she forms an almost mystical connection. The ancient apple tree growing sideways, supported by a crutch and bearing a lightning scar, embodies resilience despite damage. This garden represents continuity across generations, with Eliza and Rose's tree still bearing fruit for Cassandra. Gardens serve as sanctuaries where characters escape societal expectations. The contrast between Blackhurst Manor's formal gardens and the Forgotten Garden's wild beauty highlights the tension between constraints and authentic living. The garden functions as a palimpsest where past and present coexist. As Cassandra restores it, she unearths the past, mirroring her investigation into family history. both Eliza's final resting place and the birthplace of the child who would become Nell. Motherhood forms the emotional core of this story, displayed through multiple models where the desire for children leads to both selfless love and manipulation. Rose Mountershet's infertility drives the plot. When her maid, Mary, becomes pregnant, Rose claims the baby as her own, a morally questionable act born from emptiness. Rose believes motherhood will complete her and secure her husband's love. Eliza's unexpected pregnancy presents another facet. After helping convince Mary to surrender her baby, Eliza becomes pregnant, likely by Rose's husband, and is hidden at Cliff Cottage. Despite giving her daughter to Rose as promised, she remains drawn to the child. Her fairy tale, The Golden Egg, expresses this sacrifice of something precious. Lady Adeline embodies darker motherhood, controlling and manipulative. Her relationship with Rose is suffocating rather than nurturing. When arranging Eliza's abduction, she believes she's protecting her granddaughter Ivory, Nell, but perpetuates cycles of separation. These portrayals show motherhood defined not by biology, but by presence, protection, and selfless love. What happens when the story you've been told about yourself is revealed as fiction? This tale explores how our identity is shaped by narratives about our origins. When these narratives are disrupted, as when Nell learns she isn't biologically an O'Connor, the foundation of selfhood can crumble. Though physically unchanged, Nell's self-concept transforms, leading her to distance herself from family, break her engagement, and change jobs. This theme extends to other characters. Eliza creates a new identity after her brother's death. Rose defines herself through illness until rebelling through marriage. Lady Adeline reinvents herself from humble origins, becoming protective of appearances due to her precarious social position. Cassandra's journey parallels Nell's. After losing her husband and son, she exists in limbo, physically alive but emotionally suspended. Her investigation becomes an exploration of her own identity, with the cottage inheritance offering purpose as keeper of family stories. The story suggests identity isn't fixed, but fluid, emerging from integrating our origin stories, even painful ones, into a coherent sense of self. The story explores the essence of home and belonging through its characters' journeys. Nell, searching for origins, Cassandra, traveling to Cornwall, and Eliza, creating sanctuary in the walled garden. Home isn't necessarily birthplace, but where we choose to belong. Though Nell's identity fractures upon learning she wasn't born an O'Connor, she finds her truest self as grandma to Cassandra. Eliza creates home in the garden, while Cassandra discovers unexpected belonging at Cliff Cottage after years of emotional homelessness. The garden symbolizes the ideal home, nurturing growth, allowing for both roots and blossoming, and connecting generations. Cassandra's restoration creates a living bridge between past and future. In the final image, a bird freed from its cage flies home across the ocean toward hope and freedom. Through Cassandra's decision to stay and her relationship with Christian, new forms of belonging flourish where old stories once took root.